Chinese Basic Course, Lesson 4, Tape A, Side 1. Glossary. You will hear each word or term said twice with a short pause afterwards. Repeat aloud, concentrating on both pronunciation and the correct tone. Cover the page as you listen. Then, after you've heard the Chinese word or term, attempt to spell it before you look at it. Pause the tape if you have to. Begin. 1.
爱人 爱人
2.
安大略 安大略
3.
德州 德州
4.
夫人 夫人
5.
还是 还是
6.
加拿大 加拿大
7.
老家 老家
8.
那儿 那儿
9.
那儿的 那儿的
10.
纽约州 纽约州
11.
纽约市 纽约市
12.
请问 请问
13.
现在 现在
14.
也 也
15.
在 在
16.
这儿 这儿
17.
这儿的 这儿的
Communicative exchanges. You will hear two speakers voicing the conversation which appears in the frame. Each sentence will be said twice with a short pause afterwards. Without looking at the book, try to mimic the speakers, saying aloud to yourself what you hear. The second speaker will then reply, again with a short pause afterwards. Try to mentally retain what has been said as you repeat it. Allow your mind to absorb the meaning. Only after both exchanges have been repeated, refer to the English translation. If you did not get their meaning the first time, then go back and listen again. You may stop the tape after the first frame in order to study the notes below, or play the tape through in its entirety to the end of the frame, studying the notes during the second reading. Begin now. Frame 1. 1.
请问你是哪儿的人? 请问你是哪儿的人?
我是德州人。 我是德州人
Frame 2 2
请问安德森夫人是哪儿的人? 请问安德森夫人是哪儿的人?
他也是德州人 他也是德州人
Frame 3. 3.
他是英国人吗? 他是英国人吗?
不是,他不是英国人。不是,他不是英国人。
他爱人呢? 他爱人呢?
他也不是英国人 也不是英国人。
Frame 4. 4.
请问纽约市在哪儿？请问纽约市在哪儿？
纽约市在纽约州。纽约市在纽约州。
Frame 5. 5.
请问你老家在哪儿？请问你老家在哪儿？
我老家在安大略。我老家在安大略。
我老家在山东。我老家在山东。
Frame 6. 6.
陈世民同志在哪儿？陈世民同志在哪儿？
他在那儿。他在那儿。
7.
青岛在哪儿？青岛在哪儿？
在这儿，在这儿。
8.
你爱人现在在哪儿？你爱人现在在哪儿？
我爱人现在在加拿大。我爱人现在在加拿大。
Frame 7. 9.
安德森先生是不是法国人？安德森先生是不是法国人？
他不是法国人，是英国人。他不是法国人，是英国人。
10.
诺瓦克小姐是英国人不是？诺瓦克小姐是英国人不是？
不是，她是美国人。不是，她是美国人。
Frame 8. 11.
你是江苏人还是浙江人？你是江苏人还是浙江人？
我是浙江人。我是浙江人。
王大年同志在南京还是在北京？王大年同志在南京还是在北京？
他不在南京，也不在北京，他在上海。他不在南京，也不在北京，他在上海。
Now to the drill.By this time, you are familiar with the drill period in class and what is expected, so we won't go over the drills in Drills 1. We would, however, strongly recommend that you go through them yourself and be familiar with the instructions and the first examples of each drill so that you will be fully prepared when you get into class. If you have the time, read through all the examples as practice in reading pinyin and also to see how readily the meaning comes to you.If you can fluently read each exchange and instantly acquire the meaning, then you are really making progress. Pay special attention to the choice type drills and the sure-but-sure pattern. Drills 2. The pattern build-up displays are at the bottom of the first two pages. These are examples of what you can do by taking a word and then adding more. They are excellent practice in structural build-up. You will find more of them as you progress in the course. Drill A. In this drill, your instructor will randomly select a surname and title and then ask each of you where that person or his or her spouse are from. They can be from the same or different country. Here is the example.
李太太是哪国人？她先生呢？
李太太是日本人，她先生不是日本人，他是美国人。
Drill B. In this drill, your instructor will ask you where some people are from. Your answer should include the country and state or province. Here is the example.
他们是哪儿的人？
江先生是中国山东人，他太太不是中国人，他是加拿大安大略人。
Drill C. In this drill, fill in the blanks with the information given in the first sentence. Drill D. In this drill, the teacher will choose a name from the name column and ask you a question. You will use the information on the same line as the name to form a reply. Here is the example.
高同志是哪国人？
Or...
刘同志的爱人是哪儿的人？
Or
钱同志是哪国人？他爱人呢？
钱同志是美国德州人，他爱人是德国人。
Drill E. Here, please answer the teacher's question by using the place word in the column that corresponds to the name given. Example.
卢太太的爱人是中国哪儿的人？
Or
刘太太的爱人是中国河北人吗？
Drill F. In this drill, the teacher will ask you where two people now are. You will form your answer by using the information in the boxes opposite the name. Example.
赵夫人现在在哪儿？他先生呢？
他现在在英国，他先生也在英国。
Or
他现在在英国，他先生不在英国。
Drill G. In this drill, the teacher will cue you with a surname, then ask you a question about their original home. You form your response by making an appropriate choice from the display. Example.
黄，他们的老家在哪儿？
黄先生的老家是北京，他太太的老家也是北京。
Or
黄先生的老家是北京，他太太的老家不是北京，他老家在这儿。
Drill H.In this drill, the teacher will ask you a question using one of the Chinese variations of Are they here now? Reply by using the sample pattern. Choose your place words from place words you have learned in previous drills. Example.
他们现在在这儿吗？
Or
他们是不是现在在这儿？
Or
他们现在是不是在这儿？
Or
他们现在是在北京不在？
他们现在不在这儿，他在上海，他爱人在北京。
Drill I. Here the teacher will ask you a choice type question using Heischer. In your response, begin with a negative response and use known place namesto replace the place word used in the example.
请问你们是美国人还是中国人？
我们不是美国人，我们是中国人。我老家在北京，我爱人的老家在上海。
Drill J. The teacher will ask you where your spouse is now. Start with a negative response, then say where your spouse is now, and add where his or her original home is. Example.
请问你先生现在在这儿吗?
Or,
请问你先生是不是现在在这儿?
他现在不在这儿。他在北京。他老家在上海。
Drill K. Open your book to the map of China in the enrichment section of this lesson. The teacher will ask you the specific location of certain cities in either China or Taiwan, using the names of provinces which are in close proximity. Locate the city and reply to the question affirmatively or negatively according to the location. Example.
北京是不是在山东省?
北京不在山东省,北京在河北省。
Drill L. Fill in the blanks as you read the lines aloud. The clues to the missing words are either in the first or second part. Now we will read the classroom expression for the lesson.
对不起。
This is the end of Lesson 4, Tape A, Side 1.
Fast forward to the end of the tape. The recording continues on the other side.